Chapter 49, The Dangers of Financial Pornography. The Surefire Way to Lose All Your Money and Get Sent to the Funny Farm. Have you heard the breaking news story about the dog that bit a man? Of course not, that's not news. A dog biting someone is fairly routine. What about the news story about the man biting a dog? Nope, maybe that was newsworthy about 20 years ago, but today, even that's blasé. To make news now, the man would have to bite a dog while riding a unicorn through a cotton candy rainbow. Now that's news. Everything else is just lame. In the publishing world, the age-old adage is, if it bleeds, it leads. Magazines, newspapers, TV producers, and radio hosts have one and only one goal, and it's not to inform. It's to hold your attention. That means they must titillate, frighten, and even shock you with one news story after another. This is why the short pitches promoting that night's evening news are always, there is a common household product in your kitchen slowly killing you and your family. News at 11. Now that will grab your attention and get you to tune in to the 11 o'clock news. We are programmed to respond to threats and fear. Remember poor cave boy? He was too cerebral and got eaten by a lion. Our ancestors, at least the ones who survived and reproduced, passed on the oh crap gene. Anything remotely scary or threatening grabs our attention. We feel compelled to react. The media are experts at exploiting this natural trait in each of us. What does this have to do with investing? A better question is, what does this have to do with bad investing? Everything. What makes most bad investors is not that they choose poor investments. Often, the investments they choose are just fine. What makes them bad investors is they buy or sell at the wrong time. They hear a news story or read an article and it freaks them out, so they sell. Then the market goes up and they get back in. Or they hear about a great fund that has done really well in the past and then jump in. And then the fund, of course, doesn't do well in the future. They are constantly reacting to real or perceived threats and trading their investments, selling if they think the market's going to go down, or buying if they think the market's going to go up. Unfortunately, this is the one thing that almost guarantees they'll lose money, always getting out and then back into the market. It just doesn't work. Today, I went to one of the most popular financial websites in the world, and these three articles, I'm not kidding, were front and center on the homepage. You should care about this warning of a sharp collapse. What to do when the S&P 500 nears its zone of death? This stock market is losing its cool. Here's what to do next. Seriously, I didn't cherry-pick the website or even the timing. I went to the website and just looked at the top of the homepage, and those were the headlines. And it's always like this. It's always, the world is ending, so get out. Or, things are going to skyrocket, so you'd better get in. And here's the really disturbing thing, is that these sell now, buy now headlines can occur on the same day. And not just on the same day, you'll often see them on the homepage at the same exact time. And just for the fun of it, I went back to the website a couple of days later, and these were the headlines. The signs that say a stock market correction is close. Traders take cover for fear of a big shift in market mood. Not so secret ingredient, IKEA's Swedish meatballs. Now these might be comical if they didn't cost investors so much money. So the takeaway, what is it? If you follow the markets too closely, watch the business TV networks, read too many financial blogs, or listen to too many financial experts, you're going to be inclined to want to do something. That something is often to buy or sell, and it's usually the worst thing you can do. All this financial chatter, or it's often called financial pornography, is just a bunch of media people trying to get you to click or tune in. They're not trying to educate you. They're not trying to help you to become a better investor. They're trying to scare the you-know-what out of you so you keep coming back, day after day, to figure out what you should do next. So stop sucking on the financial fear teat. Cow up. Huh? Get it? Cow? Actually, grow up and see the world and the games they're playing for what they really are. One of the best decisions you can make as an investor is to turn the noise off. Just do it. If you did just that one thing, you'd dramatically boost your investment performance. And as a side benefit, you might even sleep a little better at night. Okay, the next lesson is the one you've been waiting for. I reveal the one investment trick you absolutely need to know. This is the one you do not want to miss.